morning, may it please the Court. This is Michelle, attorney for the Court of Judiciary District Francis. I intend to serve 2 minutes for rebuttal on behalf of the Court. Mr. Francis is an American citizen of life-changing descent. He said he was convicted by a jury that was entirely non-black. After the only two jury members who were African-American were struck by the prosecutor. That's correct, Your Honor. Both were country strikes. Although we're not challenging the strike of Ms. S, the age of the interchange between the prosecutor is relevant for the context. She is the only other juror with whom he engaged in discussion as a paper for immigration. And of course, this was in the context of a fairly unusual, extremely contentious wrangling for here. It's noted in the opening brief. The prosecutor drew 18 state objections in only 15 pages. Your Honor, the juror, first of all, the prosecutor called her out, and she did this on the explicit case. The judge told her, the trial judge noted, to go further on, and the questioning, indeed, the messaging of Ms. W. by the prosecutor continues. The judge explains that I'm compelled to intervene and basically protect her from this continued degrading of her, and that didn't happen with any other jurors. However, the judge also noted that nobody was sent to the prosecutor. So the fact that the prosecutor chose only to focus on Ms. W. is a commitment to slavery, together with the strength of the only two African-American jurors who were
jurors in this lawyer and her intervening judge, who can see that the lawyer who took the judge out there is a slave producer.
Absolutely, Your Honor. This juror is not a slave producer, and she has to respect
that by conserving her as well. So she doesn't see her juror sort of being social searches that anything that you person can be that she can exist to be a senior.
Your Honor, that would be legitimate, but the problem would be if there are other jurors, and here we have a record that shows that there was widespread dissatisfaction. Part of the problem on this record is the trial judge did not make any credibility determination, certainly no explicit credibility determination or determination of consistency here as to his conclusion. To the extent on the record is the old person was implicit determination, there is no otherwise, as Your Honor suggested. There's absolutely no determination as to the other jurors, but we did have the judge acknowledging in the after an extended period, this and some more here, and Ms. Tomentry, the prosecutor, continuing back to Ms. W. And the judge says, look, she's not the problem. You're the problem. And he says, she's not the problem. And then the prosecutor says, well, how am I going to address you? And the judge puts him on and says, you're one of them. Which, in your view, nobody in that courtroom is funny.
But this is the only one that spoke out.
In fact, Your Honor, she didn't initially speak. Apparently, the prosecutor called her and then Ms. W. was there initially. And that's when she was asked to respond to the case.
Because it was so close to the case that she was sent to the prosecutor.
Education.
She
always continued and continued on to case would become an interest of record in his motion to be briefed. His first situation for reasons Mr. Gay was not issue. I believe that case order page 16 of the jury selection. It's 18 pages there with Mr. Berg and Ken. And so it does subsequent stories and when there's a suggested case, there's been any progress to any of the jurors' concerns. When we look at this part of the record, I think it's recessively seen three different objections after objections after objections.
So the jury says, right, that we're disagreeing to be sure this is just a 24-year issue. Which is to be focused on our students. What's the case to the jurors and by yourself as some pair of customs and customs that are in here that you're no longer reviewing
or studying? That's an issue. But it wasn't what the court ordered, also, I think that the issue is to have a degree of the characters that she needs to find herself.
Okay, that's your characterization. That's your idea.
Well, we don't know if the record is the judge to me, maybe this is supposed to be
the function of the judge. Or is this an embrace of the judge?
It's a rather complicated and careful search required by the employer, etc. And I was studying the comparative jury analysis, and we did a sort of gene on the jurors.
It's a form of the argument is a way to read the record that the judge will think you're inspired and the prosecutor makers will think that you're the lawyer that you're in the case. A direct question of what does my jury mean? Essentially, you're taking everybody in the courtroom and saying that the challenged juror had an extensive series according to the transcript. The prosecutor's using her as what he calls his witnesses, which is, you know, how is the veneer reacting to what I'm trying to ask? And so I read the record, and so that's for the jury judge's interpretation. Those strikes were not a business expression bias, but because of the fact that this prosecutor had this interaction with the juror, obviously by her expressive face, was not reacting well, as was the trial judge's statement that might not require us to be dismissed.
And on that point, I don't know if I'm going to reserve my time, and that is why we filed this petition pointing out to the court this prosecutor's extensive history. My colleagues in the hearing with me for this argument were struck as to what we mentioned initially to be this hard year versus real woman be forgiven for taking this as a novice or breaking prosecutors as a prosecutor in the first years of this hearing.
Because the prosecutor's side
first error is actually the prosecutor in charge of you is prompted purely by her apparent visible reaction.
Well, we did some of this in our first orders. The visible reaction is wrong. That's why I asked the question, how do we know what is the cause of the charge for her that she was not involved in? That's the difficulty with the charge. It sounds like there were a lot of others who could have served their own time. But the judge said something like that. One of his reasons is that the court had found this a lot of times.
Well, Steve, obviously, having the most visible reaction to this, which is why she doesn't express the same. The co-founder of the defendant's counsel is just a teacher that she has been prepared. What is the experience that you have to just accept over the past years while you're the defendant's counsel, and the defendant's counsel didn't
what should we do to make sure that this
Your Honor, in other words, the trial attorneys acknowledged your substitution here. Thank you.